White House weighs pre-release vetting of AI models. The Trump administration is considering a major shift in artificial intelligence policy, moving from a hands-off approach to potential federal oversight of new AI models before they are released. U.S. officials and people briefed on the discussion say the White House is exploring an executive order that would create an AI working group, bringing together government agencies and tech executives to evaluate safety and security risks. The idea of vetting emerged after Anthropic introduced Mythos, an extremely powerful AI model capable of identifying critical software vulnerabilities. The company warned releasing Mythos publicly could trigger a cybersecurity crisis. This prompted growing concern within the administration about the potential for AI, enabled cyber attacks, and a need to assess models for military and intelligence applications. White House officials have recently met with leaders from Anthropic, Google, and OpenAI to discuss possible oversight mechanisms. Options include a government review process similar to one under development in Britain, where multiple agencies check AI models against safety standards. Some officials advocate giving the government early access to new models without blocking public release. The policy shift reflects rising bipartisan concern over AI's impact on jobs, energy, privacy, and mental health. A Pew poll found that half of both Republicans and Democrats are more worried than excited about daily AI use. While President Trump has long promoted AI as critical to competing with China and cutting regulations, he now faces pressure to balance innovation with security. The administration's deliberations are complicated by internal disputes. The Pentagon and Anthropic recently clashed over a $200 million defense contract, leading to the suspension of some government uses of Anthropic's technology. Even as the military continues deploying the company's AI and intelligence and targeting systems, the National Security Agency has also used Mythos to examine federal software vulnerabilities. Leadership changes at the White House have influenced the debate. After AI's R. David Sachs resigned, Chief of Staff Susie Wiles and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent assumed greater control of AI policy. They have held talks with Anthropic's CEO about restoring government access to its tools. Any new review framework would likely involve the NSA, the Office of the National Cyber Director, and the Director of National Intelligence, with possible input from the Center for AI Standards and Innovation. If implemented, this vetting process would mark a stark departure from the administration's earlier philosophy, which emphasized rapid growth and minimal rules. The outcome will determine how the U.S. balances the drive to lead in AI development against the mounting risks of unchecked technological power.